You could email this Fifi, Dave and Fev catch up to a friend as an exclusive gift and spend over $100 at any trader participating in the cashless market powered by Square and you'll receive an exclusive gift courtesy of our friends at the Rose Street Market. RoseStreetMarket.com.au for more details.
Now, Paris Hilton has been in town over the weekend and great to have her back in Australia. Gold Rush, she's got a new perfume for Chemist Warehouse and she's out and about and I was very lucky to sit down with her one-on-one. No offence, boys. Had to clear the studio. Just wanted a bit of one-on-one time to really get to know Paris Hilton better. We feel like we've known you. You've been in the public eye for so long, but I don't know whether we know you from the beginning. And I know I've read about the fact that you grew up in New York and you and Nikki loved to sing and dance and you always had that performer in you.
Yes.
Was that from a child? Like, did your parents see that coming out of you early on?
Yes, ever since I was 3 years old, I played the piano, the violin, I've been singing, dancing, I was a ballerina. So I was really always into entertaining and music and just dance.
And hockey though too. You were a pretty good handy hockey player.
I was. A lot of people don't know that. I was actually a huge tomboy growing up and I was one of the best hockey players on the team.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. And have you ever got the hockey stick out in recent years?
I actually have. I'm friends with a lot of the teams and they all know that I used to play. So sometimes my friends actually have ice skating rinks at their houses.
Yeah.
So we'll go and play games.
That's awesome.
I'm not as good as the boys, but.
Yeah, but you've got friends who've got ice hockey rings at their houses. That's very cool.
That's very cool.
I mean, let's go back to the simple life because it was, you know, you pioneered reality TV in many ways. Did you ever imagine it would be as big as it was at the time?
No, because it was the first reality show. So we had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. And had no idea just how big it would be.
Yeah.
But I had so much fun doing that show, and I'm really happy I did.
I know. And for that to happen at such a young age, because we do, and as we said, you are a role model for young girls. And I think you do get young girls going, I want to look like Paris. I want to be that famous. But it does have downside, doesn't it? Like it does, you would have got thick skin really quickly.
Yes, for sure. Now I do. When I first became into the industry and there was just the media just would attack me and make up all these mean lies and rumors and just things that were just so hurtful and ridiculous. And I would call my mom and I would cry and I would be so upset. And my mom would just say, you know what? It's not true. Everyone who knows you and loves you knows the truth.
Mm.
The media, they love to make up stories. They don't like to talk about positive things. It's just more interesting to make up a story about them. And I felt like for many years, I was kind of like this punching bag for people just to make up stories because they could get away with it because I never would sue anyone or do anything.
No.
But at this point, I've just been through so much that I know who I am.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to worry or waste any more time thinking about negative people because that's just their own issues and their own problems when they want to project that onto other people and be mean about them for no reason.
It is. And it's so unfair. And I think even though you are this huge superstar, that young girls can relate to that even within their schools. You know, it's to know and to hear you say you've cried to your mum because there are girls that go home from school and
everyone
cry to their
does.
Mums. And, and I think that's a really important message that fame, money, fortune, whatever, it doesn't mean you're immune to being hurt and that people need to think about it. So I think that's a really good message.
There's the good and bad that comes along with it, you know, everything.
Yeah. Thank you so much for hanging out with me for
the
hour.
Thank you. You look beautiful and I love your necklace.
I wore that for you. But yours is better.
No, I love yours. It's gold. It's for the gold rush.
It's gold, exactly.
Yes.
Thanks, Paris.
Thank you.
So there it is, a preview. And that's a great, that's a different side to Paris. We're going to hear more of this as part of Boxed In, Fief show on a Sunday at 5 p.m. We'll hear that this Sunday.
You never plug my show.
Well, that was great. I mean, if there's more stuff like that on your show, we'd plug it more often. Well,
how did you get her to stick around for a Sunday? Like getting her on a Sunday live in the studio. How amazing.
For a whole hour.
For yeah.
What?
And it's exploded. Fifi, Dave
and Fev. The new single is all over the Fox right now, and it's good to have them back finally. They're like a part of the furniture here at the radio station. Peking Duck are here. Oh. Let's check it out. Stranger is the track. Features Elephant, I believe is how you pronounce it, on vocals.
Well said.
And it's good to have the boys in, Adam and Ruben.
Adam, welcome to the studio.
How you doing?
Really up and about for early in the morning. Very impressive.
That's the funny thing about, you know, not really sleeping too much. It all blends into one good time.
So you've had none last night? Have you had any shut-eye last night?
I'm sure there was a little bit.
Ruben actually fell asleep in one of the Venga Boys' cowboy hats last night.
It's true.
Story. That's a true story.
The I'm not lying. Buster.
I actually, I chucked on that song, oh, we're going to Ibiza. and then passed out during it.
I often go out and think I am in Ibiza, but I'm only in Melbourne.
Trev is so jealous. Trev, I can tell you are so jealous right now because the boys, you're living the rock star lifestyle. You've lived it. You can't now, Fev, because we do breakfast radio.
We're trying to fill in for Fev.
Yeah, you know, take up the slack that I've left behind because I used to have a pretty good time, guys, but now I've got to be up at bloody 4 in the morning. So yeah, I'm usually getting home at 4, well, not after 4, but
yeah, true.
Now I've got to go to work.
Yeah.
I'm very jealous.
It's one of those things where you could always push through, but then there's a point where you're like, maybe I could just sleep before it. I don't know.
I've thought about that, but I don't think I'd lie. I went 4 years without working, so I'm pretty fortunate to be having this job, actually.
Yeah.
So. I'm just going to play the good card for a little bit.
It is a distinct possibility. This could be an amazing union.
Or a disaster.
That was the best guy I've ever had on breakfast.
That was amazing. Yeah.
He's doing so well, and then Peking Duck came and ruined it all.
I've become the third duck. I just can't wait for 9 o'clock to kick in the gear so I can go out with you boys.
Well, actually, they brought some gifts. What, you said you brought us presents. I'd hate to think. Should we even say on the air?
Yeah. So no. So we just we did a collaboration with Kappa.
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 Warwick. Kappa.
Yeah, we'll show you. We got the presents.
Oh, as in Fev, just quickly, that's K-A-P-P-A, not Warwick.
Oh,
Kappa.
Jeez. I was going to say, boys.
No, that's also in the works. That's also in the works. He was at my house the other night partying until about 6 a.m. But Kappa, the clothing mess. Yeah. We've done this massive collab. It's not that massive.
Okay,
it's about to be bigger.
just a large?
Extra. Thank you, Ruben. I want to catch that.
Thank you so much.
Sorry if I swear.
It's for when you want to be sporty.
Oh, wow. That is so cool.
Oh, sweet.
That
Thanks,
is
boys.
Really cool,
I might have
guys.
To put this on now because I did spill coffee all over my top.
That's a good one.
That's from last night.
We'll make sure. We'll put a pic on Insta of us sporting our new Kappa Peking Duck hoodies. Thanks, guys, for bringing those in.
Oh, mate. It's all love.
And let's press play. I mean, it won't be the first time we've played this thing. It's a smash. It's Stranger Peking Duck, available now on iTunes. Thanks for coming in, Ruben and Adam.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, boys.
Get back to the party.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
The Vinger Bus.
Fifi, Dave and Fev. Now, Fev, I don't want to bring up anything that makes you uncomfortable, and don't look at this as an intervention. It's just an observation. On the weekend, following you on Instagram and your Instagram story, I noticed that on Friday night, you had what could only be described as a smorgasbord feast at your house. Was it Saturday night? Friday or Saturday, I can't remember. Woke up in the morning to see this, and I assume you had a big party and I wasn't invited because I've never seen more food on a spread than you had on your Instagram feed.
When you're hungover and you just want to feast, dim sims, chicken, salmon, Japanese, beef, black beans, vegetable fried rice, pizza, dumplings, and for later!
I mean, your whole dining room table was covered in cuisine, food.
Yeah, it was, Fief.
It was like a big Christmas feast.
Yeah, I had a big night up at Yarrawonga and then...
And you had all the boys back home.
No. I took Alex out for dinner. We booked him for dinner at 7, but Lenny had a birthday party, couldn't get there in time to make dinner, so I dropped Mia and her boyfriend off to pay for them to go out for dinner together.
Nice.
Because they were already ready. So it was just Lulu had the pizza, which was a little pizza from Crust, and the rest of the food was for Schnooksy and me.
Oh.
That whole spread, everything you just listed there...
was for two.
There was enough food for 20.
Yes, there was.
Fev?
Yeah.
How much did you eat?
A little bit of it.
You know, I think the best technology to employ here, Fief, and we use similar technology to speak to your brain so that we get your true thoughts, and I think it's great technology.
Just before we go to that, when you're hungover, and people would know, driving in their car, you want to eat everything. But you can go, I just want to go for that. So why not buy everything and nibble at everything, and then you're happy.
Okay.
All right. Happy fat man.
Let's just...
So many issues. I don't know where to start.
I don't even know why we're ever going to bother talking to Fev's stomach, but we are able to, so let's do it.
Connecting to Fev's stomach. Connected. You can now hear Fev's stomach.
Are you okay?
Oh, what happened on the weekend, guys?
Are you okay?
Oh, Fee, that was my Pearl Harbor. That was... Oh. I've never had to work harder in my life. Oh, like, I've heard of hamburgers with a lot, but never a menu with a lot. That was... Oh. That was like the gift shop on The Price is Right. It was, just kept going, didn't it? Dim sim, salmon, chicken, Japanese pizza, dumplings, chocolate, Arnott's pizza shapes, kettle chips. That's not a takeaway order. That's a supplies order for a week at Sizzler. That is not right. Oh, God. But as bad as I feel, guys, oh, there's one organ that is worse off than me. Oh, after Friday night, God. His liver. Oh, God. Oi, liver, come over here. Listen to this. Oh.
Why did he drink so much? Why did he drink so much? Why did he drink so much? Oh my God, so many beers. Oh my God, it hurts. It hurts. It hurts. Make it stop. Make it stop, please. Please have mercy, Fev. Have mercy on me. Just one liver. Just one of me, mate. This is one of me. Oh, jeez.
He was like that all week and he's just going to keep going. It's like he's got PTSD, guys.
We got to speak to two body parts. It was unbelievable.
Man, we should be speaking to the back end.
Oh. That's this time tomorrow. Fifi, Dave
and Fev. Kanye's on fire. Kanye-zy. He has played a gig over in San Polo and he's been on stage for 15 minutes, performed for 15 minutes. He had a levitating stage. He got up on the levitating bit and decided to just do one of his rants. Apparently he ranted for another 15 minutes. And then left. Done. 15 minutes. People got 15 minutes out of his gig. And he's decided to go.
Did he sing?
We might have obviously sung. We have 15 minutes. That's like two songs.
But he's the new Bono. There's 15.
But not only that, he was 90 minutes behind schedule. So people have waited an hour and a half for him to get on stage. After 15 minutes, he walks off.
Oh.
But before he walks off, so I mean, disrespectful of all his fans. I mean, this guy could not be more disrespectful. He's disrespectful of the institution, the United States voting institution, because he's admitted that he would have voted for Donald Trump. Well, you should, like, you know, go and vote, mate. That's what we're trying to tell people, to get involved.
Do you know what Kanye's doing?
What's he doing?
Taking the piss.
Thank you, Fev. It's exactly what he's doing. Well, he's also picked a very dangerous enemy, and he's gone to war with his good mate. And I'm surprised his wifey, Kim, let him do this. Because we all know.
She's in.
Well, she's what?
She's in with that group.
Yeah, she is in with that group, but also, Fev, she is a massive fan of Beyonce's and has wanted to be Beyonce's BFF. And who could forget back at the V&A earlier this year when she got to sit with Beyonce at a dinner and we were like, she's finally made it. Well, Kanye's got up on stage before he's walked off. He's gone, I'll read the quote. Beyonce, I was hurt because I heard that you said you would have performed at the VMAs. You'd only perform because she performed her Lemonade trilogy there. Over me, if you won over me. So he's basically gone up and said, Beyonce, I'm upset with you. And then he's gone on to have a spray at Jay-Z. Jay-Z, I've been sent here to give you all my truth, even at the risk of my own life. Call me bruh. That's bruh, isn't it? B-R-U-H.
Yeah, yes, Faith.
Call me bruh. You still ain't called me Jay-Z. I know you got killers. Please don't send them at their head. Talk to me like a man. He's taking on Jay-Z, bruh.
You reading Street Talk is one of my highlights here on radio. A woman who's gone to elocution lessons going, is it bruh? Is it bro? Is it bruh? How do you say it?
19 minutes past. It's more like WWE now, all this. I mean, it is just a circus.
Yeah, but don't, like, if you're having a fight with Jay, I bet Jay-Z didn't even know he's having a fight with Kanye.
Mate, no.
What's that guy on about?
It's also a concert, mate. We're not your shrink. You can't sit here for 40 minutes telling us your trouble. I paid $89 for this. Play your stupid little ditties. Fifi, Dave
and Fev. When you're trying to impress somebody, and usually this is in the world of love and romance, there is a temptation to pretend to be somebody you're not. And whether that's just embellishing what you've got, what car you drive, what house you live in, or maybe even your profession.
You wouldn't have a problem with that.
What do you mean?
Living in mansion.
No, I don't live in a mansion. It's got wings. In a house.
She hides that from. Oops, 6 month mark. You might have to get half if you move in. So you are done here.
How's this guy in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the States? He's been in federal court and he's had to plead guilty and he's going to go to jail over this. He was trying to impress women. So his job is he scoops up pet poo. That's his actual job.
Right. How is he not honest about that?
He's a poo scooper.
He went online and from China bought fake Secret Service ID cards.
No.
So to impress women on a dating site, he pretended he worked for the Secret Service. Now, that attached to that are federal charges. You can't do that. You cannot impersonate somebody from the FBI, the CIA, or any Secret Service in America.
Okay. I was going to tell this story a couple of weeks ago.
Mm.
Alex has got a friend who dated this guy, and he said he was a pilot. So he flies planes. So we're at her house, at a party. She's going, oh, he's a big guy, he's a big dog. He's a pilot, he's a captain, all
good
this sort
you.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
He had all the gear, all the grouse stuff. We're at her house and he had to fly out at 6 o'clock in the morning. And he's on the bourbons. Mm. And I go to Al, I don't think he's a pilot if he's drinking now. And I said to him, mate, are you going to have to drop flight? Oh, we'll be right, mate, a plane flies itself. Okay, yeah, no worries. And then,
well, it doesn't.
I love that you thought he wasn't a pilot. He's just a very irresponsible pilot.
Well, 2 weeks later, one of Alex's other friends saw him at the races rolling tyres. And he went up to him. She went up to him and said, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I just help out here sometimes. I love cars. Anyway, she said, you're not really a pilot, are you? He says, if you say anything, I will wreck you, right?
Oh, so, he's threatened her.
Yeah, so... Cut a long story short, she's approached him. He was a toilet cleaner at the airport and he'd stolen one of like the Virgin flights. This was back when Ansett was going.
Yeah.
Had the Ansett hat, bang, he used to... But he lived a double life. He had kids and a missus. He'd lived two lives.
No way. And
pretended to be a pilot.
That's...
He was nailing it for a year, but then
that
we caught him.
That is proper Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes. 100%.
That is really...
Said he owned Ireland, all this money, and she was like, oh, geez, I've got a winner here.
See, that's the extreme.
He was literally cleaning people's poo up.
See, I know people that drop it and pretend to be someone they're not, but then they know in the light of day.
Right.
And usually when you're trying to pick someone up at a nightclub, it's like, I'll just pretend I'm somebody I'm not, and then you never see them again.
Hmm.
He's followed through.
He's lived
dating
a life.
Them.
Just
he's
a
dating,
quick one, devil's advocate, Dave and everyone. An actual pilot probably wouldn't turn up to a party dressed as an actual pilot.
No, he wasn't.
Also dressed in an Ansett outfit from the 80s.
No, he didn't have it on at the party, you idiot.
I was just checking.
No, he just had the aviators kept walking around everyone. Have you got a need? A need for speed!
Oh, wow.
131060, have you pretended to be somebody? Who have you pretended to be? And that's obviously dating. It happens more often than not.
Mm.
But even just in friendship groups or even maybe I know I've got a mate that was over in Bali and was just like, you know, met people and just didn't want to tell them that he worked for a bank. He just wanted to say he was, you know, a corporate lawyer and wanted to pretend he was in suits.
Sure.
But then when he bumped into them back in Melbourne, you've got to continue that lie.
Yes.
Like that's the awkward bit. You can pretend you're someone else overseas or no one knows you.
It
can catch up to you.
I knew a guy who honestly as a pickup line, I know this is not all about pickups, but as a pickup line, he used to say sort of back in the 90s, I am the actual plucker duck. Like, that's me in the suit. That's great.
That doesn't help picking someone up.
I know another guy who always tells people when he's overseas that he's a radio host, but then they come here and look at the billboard and not on there.
Where are you?
His name's Greg. Fifi, Dave
and Fev. A guy in the States has pleaded guilty in federal court. He's going to jail because in a bid to impress women on a dating site, he ordered some fake Secret Service identification cards from China so he could say to them, hey, I'm a Fed. That is Nunu in the States. They take that very seriously and they're going to put him in jail for it. That's the thing. When you're trying to impress somebody in any walk of life, but usually dating, when you're trying to get a girl or maybe girls trying to get a guy, you pretend to be someone you're not. And we've said 131060. Who did you pretend to be? Amanda from Craigieburn. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Amanda, were you trying to pick up and maybe thought it'd be fun to be someone else?
No, I wasn't trying to pick up. I was just at an international airport and just going to pick up a bag off the terminal and some random guy come up to me and wanted to get my autograph and a picture, you know, just because I was wearing a college jersey and holding a basketball.
So he thought you were a basketball player?
Yes, he did.
And did you go with it, Amanda?
Oh, I certainly did. I just like milked it. I'm like, yeah, I play for Tennessee. And then they're like, oh, can I get a photo? I'm like, yeah, no worries. I just thought it was so random and was just shocked that, you know, someone come up asking an autograph for me. I'm like, yeah, and I just went with it.
Well done. What a great little moment. And he'll be none the wiser. To this day, he'll be telling his kids and his grandkids one day, I met someone who played for the Tennessee basketball team. Do they even have a basketball team?
The Amanda who plays for Tennessee.
Hamish in South Yarra. Hi, Hamish.
Good morning. How's it going?
Really well. Hamish, who did you pretend to be?
wasn't me. I was actually at a club, and my friend met this girl, and he pretends to be a lifeguard to her. Anyway, he starts dating this girl, and we all get wind of it, and we're down at the beach, and we decide to really put him under the rocks here, and we get a member of the public to go up to him and say, "I'm having trouble breathing." And he goes up to this guy and says, "I'm having trouble breathing." And he's like freaking out. "Oh, I don't know what to do." Anyway, subsequently, a few weeks later, she dumps him because she doesn't trust him and thinks he's a liar.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It reminds me of the marine biologist on Seinfeld. He should have just backed it in. He should have done it.
I may have done this once.
What happened there? Jesus. Did you just choke on your lies?
Yeah, I did. No, this was. I was very young and naive, and I'd only just started off in radio. And I was out one night, and I was living in Sydney, and I hadn't been in Sydney that long. And I went out and with a girlfriend, and you know, I am apparently, I didn't realise this, but not very good at accents. But when I had a raspberry fire engine with a little bit of help in it.
Vodka.
There we go.
It's not a raspberry fire engine, it's just a fire engine.
Yeah, it's a fire engine with vodka. I got a little bit tipsy and I was able to do my best French accent. Anyway, okay. And I met a guy and I pretended that I was French and my name was Pascal.
Okay, do it.
And I, what?
Your name was Pascal.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
A man's name.
And then I had to get on the radio and confront him. And I got him on the radio show I was on at the time and had to tell him that I wasn't French. Ooh. I was, in fact.
Do your French accent.
Well, I can't because I haven't got
there
a fire
go.
Engine.
There you go.
Come on. You've already had a couple of martinis this morning.
Tell me
Come
what
on,
to
mate.
Say.
Good.
Just say, "Hello, Brendan, my name is Pascal. Would you like to have a drink?"
"Hello, Brendan, my name is Pascal. I would like to have a drink."
Pascal.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
The Trolls premiere was on the weekend. I think it was in Sydney. It's yet to be in Melbourne yet. And Pixie Curtis, Roxy Jacenko's beautiful little five-year-old daughter, she went. And she was, she had a great time there. There were photos of her online and
cute.
She was having a great time as a little celebrity. And she, even there was footage of her inside dancing away. Just really gorgeous.
Just set the social media world alight, I would have thought, that little cutie.
Absolutely. I mean, the Trolls premiere. What's happening?
Well, it's just your daughter seems to have called Trixie.
But why? Hello, darling.
Good morning, Fiona.
Honey, why are you calling the show? Mummy's
busy talking all the time, okay? I'm going to get a word in. I have to interject it sometime. Now, I'm not going to lie, guys. It's been a bit of a sleepless night for the big dog. I was weeding up about this so-called pixie girl. As Mum always says, know thy enemy, know thyself. Now, 112,000 followers on Instagram. She has her own Instagram account. She sells hair ties on her own website. This, ladies and gentlemen listening on the radio show, this is a battle for the ages. Forget Muhammad Ali and George Foreman. Forget McEnroe and Bjorn Borg. Forget my mum and every other female broadcaster. This is huge. Pixie versus Twixie! Actually, now that I've said that, that sounds like two hobbits from Lord of the Rings. But anyway.
No, darling, there's room for everybody in the world. You don't be jealous of other people's success. You just run your own race, okay?
There may be room for everyone in the world, but there's only one room for number one. You know that, Fiona. Big dogs. Remember when we talk about at home?
She's your daughter's barking.
Oh, we never bark.
What do you talk about at home?
Nothing. We talk about Peppa Pig.
Yeah, well, we talk about take out all your enemies and let God decide. But, guys, I was just reading this article. I'm still in character. Come on, guys. I was reading this article, which is really hard for a four-year-old. But anyway, she accessorized her flock, this is Pixie, with a pair of gold strappy sandals, a gold bow from her own collection, and a B-shaped Gucci bag worth $755. This means war.
Well, you certainly don't have anything like that. You know that.
Not yet, but it will. In advance, I want to say I apologise for nothing. Drops the mic, drives off in her pink Mercedes toy, takes a photo, gets 2,000 likes on Instagram. Boom!
Okay.
Pixie Bell.
Thank you, Trixie. See you later.
Peace out.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
A video has gone viral on the internet, a YouTube video, a half-Japanese student. He's been obviously grown up in the States, then he's gone and lived in Japan. He's half-Japanese. So he moved from Japan back to the States and he thought it would be funny to try a little social experiment where he put on a Japanese accent and he tried to fool people.
So about a year ago, I moved from Japan to a completely new place for me, and that is Colorado, USA. I thought it would be funny to fake a Japanese accent and change my name to Happy, just for the foreign effect.
Hello, can I have McFlurry? The big one? Oh, small one, please.
Happy. Nice work, Happy.
Pretty good accent too. I mean, he's half Japanese, so you'd imagine one of his parents is Japanese, so that accent would come naturally to him.
Sure,
because that's what can happen. Irish.
Would you like to try a Japanese accent on air?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, just checking.
No. But when you hear that successful accent, I mean, where does it steer you, Byron? I mean, for me, all I'm thinking is.
Is it real or is it fake?
People are very good at putting on fake accents and we love to hear them. Now, this is the joy of this segment. You can put on a fake accent and try and convince us that it's real, or you can ring through with a real bona fide accent and we'll probably think it's fake. And the thing is, I'm prepared to say it's meme or I'm very bad at this game. Fev, you usually... In fact, we should keep a scoreboard to keep it interesting. You usually pick which one's real and which one's fake.
He's good. He's actually really good.
I always get it wrong.
Gullible.
So 13 10 60, call now if you're good at banging on accents, or maybe you've got a legitimate accent. Okay, call through.
You are always very good at it.
What was that?
Indian.
13 10 60 is the number.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Is it real or is it fake?
With regards to accents.
Yes, you call the show. If you have a real accent, we may think it's fake. You could conversely ring in with a fake accent. We might think it's real. You've got to trick us either way. It's a bit of fun. We try and figure out whether we're good at picking fake accents. Alison from Tullamarine. Hi, Alison.
Hello.
Hello. Alison, how old are you?
Fake.
I'm only 8.
Okay.
You're only 8?
Yeah.
And where are you from, Alison?
I'm from Ireland.
You are too. I'm thinking Northern Ireland. Would you be from Belfast?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where do you sit on that? Alison, I am prepared to say, I think it's real, boys.
Oh, I'm from the radio.
What? Mum's on the radio now.
Mum's obviously not from Ireland, so Alison.
Thank you. That's 8-year-old Alison, and we enjoy. That's the spirit. Well done.
That
thanks
was
for playing,
Alison. That was a really cute little accent. I loved that, Angela.
Another one you got wrong,
Angela. I was just being generous, Alison. Angela from Beaumaris. Hi, Ange.
Hi,
Ange. How long have you been in Australia for?
7 years.
And you've come from England.
That's right.
Yeah,
and
true.
What? But, yeah, because do you know why? I know why you're saying that, because Angie isn't saying much, so she's trying to play possum with a real accent.
I'm not that clever, really.
No, you're definitely real. That is definitely a real accent.
Of course she's real. That's real, right, Angela?
It is real.
Good.
Yeah, it's a good real accent. I'm going to guess Manchester-y area?
It is north.
North, yeah.
Birmingham.
Oh, come on.
Bristol.
Birmingham.
Bristol.
I can do a Birmingham accent if you want.
Go
That's
for
where
it.
Alex's family's from.
Birmingham. Down in Birmingham.
Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Newcastle upon Tyne.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Nice. Beautiful. Right.
I know you were.
Okay, let's move on. Thank you, Angela.
Karina from Tacoma. Hi, Karina.
Hi.
Karina, not giving much away yet. Karina, did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did.
What did you do on the weekend?
I moved houses.
Where'd you move from?
From Fentry Gully. Tacoma.
Where to?
To Tacoma.
Okay. Karina, what part of the world are you from originally?
I'm from Argentina.
Oh, ooh, Karina, this you have got us stumped.
Nah, it's real.
You think it's real? Yeah. I'm going to say it's fake. Karina, are you actually really from Argentina?
Yes, I am. I'm from Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Fev started again.
Very.
You can't make Argentina up.
It's great a great accent, Karina.
I'm not sure about the accent, but you can't make Argentina up. Could be anywhere. But
Maz from Glenroy. Hi, Maz.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, Maz. Ooh. Fev started laughing, which I think is just me. Maz, you
didn't even... I don't understand. This is totally barbaric. I didn't even get a shot to even speak. You just straight away edit me.
You're fake.
You're fake. You're the fakest call I've ever had.
No, she's not. Maz, I reckon it was a really good effort. You watch a lot of Geordie Shore, don't you, Maz?
Oh, definitely not. A lot of Harry Potter.
What?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Now
speak in your normal voice, Maz.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
There we go.
Still there.
That's
more from four. That's
normal Australian voice, so you were wrong, Faith.
Definitely.
The first 30 people to download that Fifi, Dave and Fev catch-up were Fifi, Dave and Fev's family and friends. Be one of the first 30 people lined up at the Cashless Market powered by Square this weekend and you'll score a $30 prepaid credit card. RoseStreetMarket.com.au for more details.